You.
I'd say, did you hear that?
Okay. And he might answer, yes, I.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Or if he wanted to use here, yes, I.
Yes, I did hear that.
Okay. Let me see. Or I have
heard that.
Okay. And then yesterday I.
Yesterday I heard that.
Okay. And let me see. If a friend, this is a difficult one. If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, okay, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I
haven't seen him yet.
Okay. Then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And again, you answer, no,
he. No, he hasn't seen him yet.
Okay. Somebody asks you about something that you do every single day, and he asks you, do you do it frequently? You'd say, yes, I.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me see. And if you were talking about a man who lets his place or his house get all run down and everything, and he just doesn't seem to care, okay? You might say to someone who asks, I really don't know, but he just what?
I really don't know, but he just doesn't seem to care.
Okay, okay. If somebody asked you a question and you weren't very certain of the answer, they would ask you, what do you think? You'd say, what?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Let me see. If you were talking about someone who repeatedly does something that doesn't make any sense or that seems wrong to you, okay,
mm-hmm.
Somebody might ask you, well, why does it, what do you think causes that? And you would say, well, I don't know what.
I don't know what it is, but he's a klutz.
Okay, okay. Let me see, if most people thought that there was somebody who did something, did some particular thing that was wrong, but you knew that he really didn't do it, okay,
mm-hmm.
You might say, he didn't do it, but some people.
He didn't do it, but some people probably think he did.
Okay, and, or you might say, on the other hand, he didn't do it, but they.
But they did.
Or they.
Or they think he did.
Okay. Okay. Let me see, and then you live here in a frame.
House.
Okay, and if you were talking about this one, the one next door, you'd be talking about two frame
houses.
Okay, and then on a farm, the building in back of the house where they keep the hay,
mm-hmm.
That's called
the barn.
Okay, and sometimes they have a separate building where they store the corn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that's called?
The silo.
Silo. Okay. There's also, let me see, sometimes if you get a baby just back from the hospital,
mm-hmm.
To sleep in, you put it in a
cradle.
Okay, and then if it gets a little older than that, you put it in
a bed.
Okay, somewhere in between there's a thing with bars on it that goes up and down.
A crib?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see, the upper part of a barn, you call that
the loft.
Okay. And a kind of farm where all they have is milk and butter.
Dairy farm.
Okay. And the place where they let the cows out to graze.
Pasture.
Okay. And the work they do in the field when they're raising cotton, you say if they're cleaning out the weeds and so on, you say they're doing what?
They're pulling weeds.
Okay. And you'd say cotton and corn and so on, they grow in a
field.
Okay. And if it's tobacco, that grows in a
field also.
Okay. And then what kind of fences do they usually have on a farm?
Barbed wire.
Okay.
It's something, I guess you'd call it, not chicken wire. I don't really know the name for it.
Okay. What about up close to the house? They might have a kind of fence with things.